I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. Waves of undocumented kids from Central America arriving solo at the U.S. border. That was a big crisis the Border Patrol was facing last summer, if you remember. Good news now, the waves are smaller by half, but the Central American kids, sometimes unaccompanied, sometimes with their families, they're still coming. It's just that they're getting intercepted in southern Mexico well before they reach our border. We often talk about news south of the border with reporter Frank Contreras. He's in Mexico City. So the Mexican government has just published some numbers of Central Americans detained in Mexico. What's going on? What are the trends?
Well, what we're seeing, Marco, I believe, is an historic reversal of the trends on immigration that have taken place over decades between the United States and Mexico and Central America. Mexico is now deporting more Central American migrants than the United States. And between October and April of this year, Mexico apprehended more than 90,000 Central Americans. We're seeing detentions here of Central American minors, and those have risen 49% over the same period last year. Again, this is a dramatic turnaround from the time when U.S. President Barack Obama last summer was saying that a humanitarian crisis was underway because of the large increase of underage Central American migrants entering the United States.
Right, so that is a big change. Where are these detentions taking place?
This is all part of a new policy in Mexico called the Southern Border Plan. It essentially is cracking down using operations to target trains and bus routes, which are commonly used by Central American migrants. And a lot of migrants are being deported now aboard buses. They're being taken to detention centers. There's a very large one in Tapachula, Mexico, on the southern border with Guatemala. And very quickly, migrants are being sent back home to Guatemala, El Salvador, and mostly Honduras, we're told.
Well, tell me more about that Southern Border Plan, because the way you describe it sounds like the U.S. and Mexican governments are working really hard to move the problem south.
The U.S. State Department agreed to provide $86 million to modernize Mexico's southern border. And that, of course, means an improvement on inspection technologies and things like new border checkpoints, roadblocks, even naval bases along the coasts of Mexico's southern border. And the United States State Department back in 2014 was saying that it was going to spend $1 billion to help improve governance and the economies of Central America. So the United States is definitely sending money south, but it's the Mexican government that's carrying out the actions here, doing a lot, by the way, to arrest a lot of the migrants who have jumped aboard those freight trains, the one especially known as the Beast. You've heard so many stories about that.
Yeah.
Central American youth jumping on board, sometimes falling under those giant steel wheels and suffering tremendous injuries. And we're told that fewer numbers are now climbing aboard that freight train.
Those detention centers here in the U.S. last summer got a lot of media attention. Is Mexican media paying attention to what's happening on its southern border?
If you scan around, you'll see a couple of stories here and there about the rising number of detentions of minors, underage minors. But really, there's not a huge amount of news coverage taking place. Right now, I don't think that this is a major talking point among people in the streets of the capital, for example. People, I think, aren't really that aware that their government has now taking up this role, and critics say it's doing the dirty work of the United States to turn back the flow of migration. Mexico says it's doing this on its own.
Presumably the reasons these kids are migrating are the same as last year. They're escaping violence.
In fact, there's been an uptick in the violence in some locations, places like San Pedro Sula in Honduras and in places, parts of El Salvador, we're seeing a rise in gang violence there. Governments in Central America reporting that truces that had been agreed upon among rival gang members have now been broken. And so you're starting to see this rise in violence. So a lot of the young people who are reporting say that, yes, they're trying to flee violence. And many others say we're trying to reunite with our family members back in the United States.
Reporter Frank Contreras in Mexico City. Thanks as always, Frank.
Thank you, Marco.